Say she said he the what the who? All that nigga talk about it, yeah. Heard it, seen it, probably wasn't true. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. He said, she said, we said wasn't gone. Got these people acting like they know it. Facts and cash, we on my back to back. And look at all the cap if we ain't got the facts. I mean, he said, she said, he the what the who? All that nigga talk about it, yeah. Heard it, seen it, probably wasn't true. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. She said, we said wasn't going. Got the people acting like they know it. Facts and cats, we're on my back to back. And they could all be capped if we ain't got the facts on me. I'm in a sword.
Yeah, facts and cap, episode 44. We is back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 44.
Yes, sir. We got a guest here. We got a special guest here. Kazadi ain't here. Kazadi. I don't know.
Hey, he on vacation.
They told that nigga take a couple episodes off. Fuck you, boy. Get your business together. Get your, you know what I mean? But nah, we playing though. Kazadi, he got some business endeavors to handle. So we got Mike here holding it down. Big Mike in the building. Let's get up, Mike.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
What's good, bro? Give him your Twitter handle, your Instagrams, all that.
Twitter, Mike Be Easy. And then on Instagram, I got Mike B Wave. Follow me on Mike B Wave.
Yeah. Follow my boy, man. You know what I'm saying? He part of the Facts of Cap investigative team. You know. Do you know where your hoe is before four?
AM or PM?
Shit, sometimes you need to know both. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, what we starting off with, man? We're
going to start off R.P. Black Rob. R.P. Black Rob. He died, kidney failure. Seemed like he's been having issues for a long time.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
seemed like he got COVID or anything?
No, he just had kidney failure. He needed a new kidney, and I think his time ran out. You know, he got clocked out, unfortunately. You know?
Sad, man.
So, with that being said, Diddy, who's got a lot of backlash because Revolt put up something, you know, like saying, you know, like RIP to him and the family. And they was talking about Diddy's helping pay for the funeral service and whatnot. And people were saying, like, well, Diddy, you could have been more involved. Like, just a post. Like, they saying simply, like, him just putting up a post.
Yeah, man.
People made up somebody in the kidney, you know, want to get it. So, do we think that he was doing all that more so to save face? Or is business just business? And that's simply what it was.
I think business is business.
Business is business. But he was a... Like some say, bad businessman at the end of the day. So,
is a bad business a good business if he winning?
For him.
So is it bad business?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How you look at it?
I just look at it as like, I feel like that shit, they probably had a personal relationship outside the business, and that he wasn't putting it up to, like. We don't know what else he did behind the scene. We don't know if he actually was looking, helping him look for a kidney. We don't know if he even reached out and known that that's what was going on.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell us. You know what I'm saying?
There's too many sides to it. But I think everything that he did afterwards was in, you know, he meant that shit. Yeah, good text.
I think it's tricky. So, I think Diddy is obligated to help Black Rob out with his kidney issues, especially being that Black Rob had ongoing kidney issues, they said, for like over like 20 years. Mm. Do I think he was obligated? No.
But he knew about it.
It does kind of look a little weird when really, like, you don't really have to dedicate necessarily any time. If you really did care, I know it's business, so he don't have to do any of this, but just a simple post. Of like saying like, hey, Black Rob needs a kidney. You know, if you have any donors, hit this line. You know what I'm saying? He's got millions of followers. People, it's gonna be somebody that's willing, most likely to do that. But do I think he had to do it? No. But then when you also you push, yo, this is bad boy in the family. Bad boy in the family, it's the family.
Bad boy for life.
Yeah, he on bad boy for life. Like when you got these sayings that you got that you were
you
saying.
You supposed to live behind that. You're supposed to be there to help.
It's kind of like, where's your moral ground? Now, he might not have known. I don't know.
I mean, 20 years, you ain't know that.
No, I'm talking about Diddy. He might not have known how serious it been. I don't know if they reached out. Now, I've seen people saying, like, his family was saying, like, kind of like, fuck that nigga. Like, but
it's still like, we don't know what Black Rob is doing either. Because in order to get a kidney, you have to show that you're not drinking, you're not smoking, you're not doing certain things. So, I'm not saying that's what it was, but this shit can go so many different ways.
Yeah. Natural cause. I doubt it was natural. Well, I mean,
over time.
Kidney failure.
Yeah. And you could probably, he probably was drinking. Over the 20 years, I know they were drinking. They ain't no. Mm-hmm. Going crazy. I ain't going to say, you know.
Man, I don't know, man. But RIP to Black Rob.
RIP.
You know, I think Diddy's his heart is in the right place. So I'll just leave it at that. Mo3. So. Y'all remember Mo3? He was killed last November on the interstate, and they captured the 22-year-old boy that shot him and killed him. They chased him down on the interstate. So they now have the other suspect, and we have the motive behind the killing. So, let me see if I can read it. More details surrounding, it says, as reported last week, a second man, Devin Maurice Brown, was recently charged for his role in the violence. More details surrounding Brown's involvement in the case surrounding the murder of Mo3 and now coming to light since his arrest, including a peculiar motive. According to the Dallas News, 28-year-old Brown told officers that he knew Mo3 was seeing a known witness, which was the woman whose house he was coming from, right? He was upset over the video posted on Facebook, presumably featuring Mo3 and the unidentified woman. So the girl posted up her Mo3, and he got jealous. And he said he's denying playing a role in the shooting, but he's been indicted on the murder. The police were saying he was the driver of the car, and the other boy was the one who did the shooting. And they got the cell phone data. They said that he stayed out there all night waiting on Mo3 to come out until the morning. Wow. So, yeah, basically, the murder allegedly happened over a woman. What do y'all think about that, for one? I got a couple questions after that. What do y'all think about that situation?
That's a pussy-ass nigga.
People out here crazy. That, yeah.
All that over. Yeah. She must have had that fire.
She had that snatch.
You think of.
She had that snatch, man.
That nigga was waiting outside. Like.
I think it's just the fact, if it was any regular nigga, he probably wouldn't even be mad. But because it's Mo3... And he probably, you know what I'm saying, Mo3 got some shit going on. That's some petty shit, nigga in Dallas. He didn't, you know
black
what I'm saying?
Black crime over a girl. I mean,
that shit happened every day.
Let me ask y'all something. What's the furthest y'all ever wanted to take it over a girl?
Not that.
I'm sure it's not killing
That killing nobody.
But what's the furthest you ever was willing to take it? Like, maybe you was out of your mind for a little minute.
Shit, I almost got my ass killed over the girl. And I was mad at her. I wasn't even mad at the nigga.
It wasn't
because of her.
Put it like this. This
I mean, I was mad at her. And I just wanted to take it out on somebody.
Like, this nigga... And this nigga pushed the wrong nigga out of the club. He was like, yo, bro, anybody try to talk to her, nigga? I'm going in. This nigga shit. I'm like, man, this nigga playing. This nigga pushed the wrong nigga, bro. It's like 30 bloods come out.
That nigga said, cuckoo!
Nigga's like 30. It's like 30 bloods come out.
That nigga stupid.
We in the middle of a circle. I'm like, god damn. Here I go trying to goddamn break this shit up. You know what I mean? Hey, but at the end of the night, though, they end up giving this nigga liquor. Like, them niggas was, I ain't gonna say, it was some politics that went on in the backyard, and them niggas started fucking with them. Started fucking with it, so I gotta
crazy.
Say.
Yeah, that's probably my crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's the first
you said them niggas popped out like
that? Niggas was popping out from under cars, nigga behind the woods.
No way.
I swear to God.
Todd Justin yoked my ass up. I'm like, oh, shit.
Bro, we was on the east side, bro. We was off of like flat shows, bro, like East Atlanta shit. We was off of flat shows. They had a backyard party going on. Talking about the DJ and all that. The party was lit too.
But niggas almost falling into the fire pit.
Yeah, niggas was tripping. Niggas was hey, and it was hella Gwinnett County niggas there, bro. We done ran into hella Gwinnett County niggas in the background, in the backyard and shit. I ran to my cousin. I ran into Shane.
Like, this shit was weird. It was just random.
He said I ran into my cousin.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. Like, it was a wild night.
He pulled you to the side of me.
Who, me?
No.
Oh, the nigga?
Yeah.
I broke it up, bro. I broke it up. I talked to him. I said, hey, man, my friend, you know what I'm saying? He a little drunk. You know, forgive us.
Yeah.
Because he was going to die.
Nah, bro. You're talking about being outnumbered.
We was going to die.
It was 3 vs 30.
Yeah, we was going to die. And we had, because it was like 3 niggas. We came like 3 niggas and 3 girls.
Yeah.
It was 3 and 3.
And we ain't make it to the backyard, so we ain't know our niggas was in the backyard.
Yeah, we ain't make it to the backyard, so we ain't have a couple extra bodies, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all, you wild, B.
Hey, man.
That nigga pushed the shit out that nigga. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even know Brandon had that shit in him. I was like, oh, shit. I'm impressed, but not right now. That shit was bad.
What you bro. Say? What's the worst you done did, bro? The
furthest? See, I ain't never started no shit over no woman, but I can definitely... Said at first I was willing to take it. It was a nigga disrespecting in my own house, in my own apartment, trying to backdoor Joe me and shit. And I had to correct that, you know what I'm saying, before I had to take the violence. But you know, he had a family in the room, so I didn't want to disrespect the family. So I just kind of, you know, I kept it kosher, but shit, kid, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Shit,
you know what I'm saying? Damn. I could have took it down, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if I was ready to pop off, you know what I'm saying, it could have happened. So, yeah. What about you, bro? You ever really take it somewhere?
Never had to take it nowhere, bro.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let me flip it. What's the furthest they ever tried to take it with you over a girl? I know where you about to go.
They trying to shoot me over this girl, man.
So at the party,
and they said he was going to shoot me. I was like, damn.
I had someone boost to a girl not to be around, not just me, but a couple of my friends before, like, boost to his girl. Yeah, like, saying that we said something, or I said something, and I never said anything.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, that's probably about it.
Yeah.
I mean, another nigga got down. See, we had a nigga try to shoot, threatened to shoot me.
He had just got out of jail. He went to the party.
A nigga told me he gonna beat my ass at my own sister party for showing up to my own sister party.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We end up beating him. We end up beating him up. He ended up being a cop.
Man, that's a whole nother story.
He was a Cobb County cop.
I had to put hands on that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, that's the nigga you...
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that.
Him and Brandon, we got to wrestling. Brandon slammed the boy down to the ground.
Yeah, you definitely...
Shot coming through, kicking field goals to this nigga face.
Hey, man.
That case might not be closed. We gotta stop talking on that.
Hey, man. Tell nigga get it in blood, nigga. Come get it back in blood. Fuck you, nigga. Hey, he deserved to get hit. This nigga was wearing a linen suit with a Kangol hat on, nigga. Nah, he deserved to get hit, bro.
And boogaloo.
He told me.
Hey, brother, like he came fresh off the Step in the Name of Love video suit. That nigga looked crazy as fuck, man.
But we about to have one of those episodes.
Yeah, right? The first nigga ever tried to take it with me, this nigga, man. Okay, so a nigga basically one time tried to call me because I was talking to this girl, and that was his ex. He called me basically, you know what I'm saying, like trying to salt her, like saying like, yo, you know, she still be calling me saying she love me. I just want to look out for you on some homie shit, blah, blah, blah. And, you know me, I ain't with that kind of messy shit. So I was like, I told her, I was like, hey, maybe y'all got something y'all should work out. Because we just talking. I'm like, maybe y'all got something y'all should talk about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should communicate about. Because I don't really like niggas calling my phone like that about some shit like that, right? And ever since then, he had a problem with me and shit. So long story short, one day we was hooping. And this nigga came to the court. And he was drunk. He had a gun and shit. He shot it in the air, like he ain't shooting nobody, but he shot in the air and shit. Niggas did a little scramble and shit. But like I was just like, bro, this nigga wanna take it this far, it's not even that deep, you know what I'm saying? So that I was just like, I ain't never really had no nigga just doing the most like that, you know what I'm saying? RP to him. But I mean it like that though. He still he you know he just ended up passing away. You know what I'm saying? We ended it with no problems. Yeah,
I think I know.
Yeah, we ain't had no problem. We ain't had no problems after that. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything was kosher. We seen each other. We keep it cool. But it was a little. It was definitely a little extra. You know what I mean? But that's just young, man. When you old, like now this age now, you shouldn't be making them issues. And this dude was 28 who killed Mo 3. So it's like, my nigga, I know that the Poonanny may be good.
Power of the P.
But it's just like, bro, we got to start thinking more logical, bro.
Motherfucking world just flop.
I want us brothers, man, just think about it, bro. Like, is she really worth going to jail for life over?
No.
Nah. When I see niggas that mad, I tell niggas, yo, go give it a week or give it a month, bro. And if you really want to still kill a nigga, then, you know what I'm saying, then you do whatever you do.
Funny thing about that, the driver finna get baptized, too. When you go to jail.
Yeah, all these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck going on. So, Irv Gotti recently was doing an interview. And,
Speaking of Irv Gotti.
Irv Gotti was recently doing an interview. Where he was doing an interview, and he came out and said that he was told that DMX is cause of death. He said DMX had COVID, and he had some bad crack that was laced with fentanyl.
Were they really that close? I mean, I know he was close with Ja Rule.
Yeah. They had a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a relationship.
Early, like he was around early.
Yeah. So my question though to y'all is, did he overstep his boundaries by putting that out there in the air?
I think
I don't think we've seen the family say exactly
that. I think that's what it is. The family probably didn't want to. It's none of our business.
Yeah.
It's none of our business to know why he passed away, but I think he stepped over boundaries.
I feel like the family trust somebody in the family or the tight circle, you know, trusted him enough with that information. Not to just run to the blogs and talk about it.
Maybe he
that
did
shit.
It for publicity too, you know, bad publicity.
I mean, but I think
he's just he probably just a nigga who runs his mouth. Guy's always a nigga who just runs his mouth.
I think he just ran his mouth too much. Like, I don't think he thought he was doing that wrong, but
yeah.
You should let either wait for the autopsy to come out public or let the family say it. It's nobody else's place.
He should never did no interview. I think that's corny.
Yeah, I think that was a little too much. I think Irv Gotti, you got to start thinking before you got down. Just
see why 50 Cent don't like them niggas.
I mean, 50 Cent, he's kind of the same nigga that probably... He probably did the same thing, low-key. He probably had a joke. He probably would have posted it on Instagram. He probably did no interview. He posted it up on the internet. But he did make a joke about that shit. Like, damn, nigga.
He just dissed Ja Rule yesterday.
Yeah. He did diss Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? So
it's about paying your taxes.
I don't know, Irv Gotti, bro. That's kind of foul on that one. Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, man. Wait,
Freddie Gibbs. What happened? So Freddie Gibbs is similar to, like, 50 Cent on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, he just say whatever the fuck he say. You know what I mean? So, recently, he posted up a video of it seemed like a black man behind the camera recording a white man, and he was having a mental breakdown. Allegedly, probably they saying he had autism. He worked at a hotel, and I guess, like, the guy was on the guy's ass. The black guy, the person recording, was on the white guy's ass. And he started having a mental breakdown. He even went in the back and just started kind of like hitting his head against the wall and crying and shit like that. And Freddie Gibbs posted up and posted like, this nigga a school shooter, LOL. And everybody was saying like, nigga, this ain't the time to be making those type of jokes. Like, bro, it's autistic, you know, like he was having a breakdown. Really, the person recording him is doing a little too much. And instead of him apologize, he basically doubled down on the jokes. So, my thing is, Freddie Gibbs is 38 years old. Do we think Freddie Gibbs is too old to behave like this on the internet?
Is 50 Cent too old to be, you know?
I think 50 Cent is too old sometimes.
So, yeah, Freddie Gibbs is definitely...
I feel like certain people are just certain ways. That's just how they are. Whether it's right or wrong, that's just them.
Yeah.
Choose to watch it and laugh at it, or you shit. If you don't like it,
I'm pretty sure
look.
50 did way more messed up.
That's not really answering the question. How do you feel?
Nah, I feel like he's doing way too
much. I feel like he's doing way too much. That's messed up.
It's certain jokes is just off limits.
Yeah,
some
bro.
Shit just gotta stay off limits.
Certain jokes is
you real insensitive about your jokes. Like, he might not even watch the whole video. I don't know. But I just feel like, well, I guess that's Freddie Gibbs. That's his niche. That's why people follow him. But it gets to a point, like, at 38 years old, is this your, like, you don't really have to do that. You're talented enough. Like, the nigga can rap his ass off. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying don't ever joke, but it's just like, you know, cool it out a little bit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, bro. You ready for the cap nigga of the week, bro? Y'all can tell me if this is the cap nigga of the week. This is a two-time nominee.
Oh, not tight.
A two-time nominee. She's definitely leading the pack.
Back to back?
She ain't back to back, but, you know, I'm sure she'll be here again. So, we got Asian Doll, a.k.a. Queen Von. Von. She says, she tweets, I walked into the nail shop, and they talking about, oh, my God, Queen Von is here. I don't expect. It always throws me off when foreign people notice me. So, is she, is what she's saying facts, or is it cap? Is she cap?
Most definitely cap.
why you think Shawty cap?
It just sounds like a whole cap. So, Queen Von is here? Sounds like a superhero or something. I don't know.
At the nail salon.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, it depends. See, we need to see the girl that said it. Because if it's one of these,
he just said she's a foreign girl.
No, I'm saying, like, if she's young, I can see them saying, calling her Queen Von. I can see it.
I can't see that.
Okay, I'm going to say
that. Y'all can't see some little Asian kid that love hip hop and they know what the hell's going on.
She probably couldn't even say the whole sentence.
First of all, I go up in the nail salon, bruh. When I go up in the nail salon.
Queen Maya.
Oh, God, I know they
ain't. At least an Asian Doll. Because it's Asian, like Asian Doll. That makes
sense. She capping, bro. She just.
She calls herself Asian Doll. But they probably know about it.
Bro.
I'm giving it. I think it's facts, man.
I think it's 95%
cap.
95% cap.
But they didn't say it. They did not say it like that.
95%.
They did not say, Queen Bot is here. No, they didn't say it. Mark.
Queen Bot.
Have y'all ever went in an Asian nail salon and even heard rap music?
No. No.
So they just locked in. She said they talking about, so she said it's multiple people. Everybody,
that's double cap.
So all artists, they playing you up in here. Come on,
that
man.
Ain't not. Come on, I'm man. Telling you,
she's capping. She's the cap nigga of the week. You know, I don't know, Queen.
That was funny.
I don't know about that one, Queen. You know what I mean? So I thought this one we'll probably spend a little bit more time on. This is Steve Harvey had an interesting take. About why he has no women friends. And then he basically broke down to her how basically why men aren't really real friends of the opposite sex. And he explains his motive behind it. So
I believe his motive.
Okay, hold on. Slow it down. Let's see.
I forgot the motive, but you know.
Female friends. I'm incapable.
He's incapable of having female friends.
Think that way.
So, Steve Harvey's always been considered himself some kind of relationship guru. How do y'all feel about that tape?
I believe it because he said he. Applies to him.
He's talking.
Referring. No.
Did you not hear him say 99.9%
What I'm saying is, he can't do it, so he feel like can't no other man do it because he's never had female friends. So that's like it's cap. Like everything he said was wrong. Maybe to him he can't because he thinks every chance he get he gonna slide through every crack.
He's wrong. That's from his
his standpoint. Yeah, it might be true to him, but outside
that's not true. That's just that's why you try to do the logical on that. You can't do that on that. That's not true.
That's why I just think that's bad advice and irresponsible on Steve Harvey's part because just because you said he said I'm incapable of that.
Yeah.
So even though I think that's kind of pathetic at the same time, at least he knows that he knows about it. He knows himself, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have no problem with him feeling like that. And there are a lot of niggas like that. And there might have been times where shit, we've been like that with somebody, right? But at the same time, especially at his age, I'm not finna sit here and agree with that. I have women friends who I've never been interested in. And they're attractive. But I respect the friendship more than trying to shoot my shot or slide in to what it may be. Like, I value our relationship, our friendship better. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy the conversation. I enjoy, you know, giving my perspective and opinions to those. So I think that Steve Harvey is absolutely incorrect.
Yeah.
In this case, I think that Steve Harvey is always giving out fucking bad relationship advice. So,
since he's incorrect though, how what's the percentage of him that it is true to others? Do you?
I don't know no percentage. I can't. Really
you can't say really that. Say it, right? Yeah, like he said 99.129.
How do you scientifically even find that study? You know what I mean? Like it's just not. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like. My thing is, I just think that it's...
That logic only applies to himself.
Yeah, he definitely going to get somebody in trouble talking like that. Going to get some nigga in trouble tonight. Some girl going to see that and question a man. You feel me? He might say the wrong thing. But I just definitely think that Steve Harvey out of everybody, it's like you should know a little bit better than that. Like, is that what you teach your daughter? Like, every nigga, like, you can't have a friend as a nigga because they going to want to fuck. I didn't want to slide through and do that with you. Like, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I don't know. Maybe he's still talking about with when he was on Steve Harvey's show messing with, what's her name? They couldn't be friends. He wanted her some shit. I don't know. Piggy.
Piggy.
That nigga wanted Piggy. I don't know. So, did y'all see the blue face backlash going on?
Something like he running a cult and shit.
Yeah, so he got an OnlyFans show and it's kind of like a bad girls club, but it's called Blue Girls Club. And basically he got women there, you know. These women are there basically trying to get clout.
But they
They're of age. On their own will.
They're
getting exposure. So he put up a video where tattoos. He's like, hey, we getting tattoos today. And if you don't want one, get out.
Get out and leave.
Get out. And for some reason, he got backlash for that. So he ended up clarifying it and saying, like, no men that are around are allowed to have sex with the women. They're there for 3 weeks.
He's telling you what it is.
Yeah.
They decided to be there. Yeah. It's a show. You can set it up how you want to set it up, bro. You're allowed to have as many girlfriends as you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all see, he recently just got, he being investigated now for beating up his girlfriend's neighbor. Did y'all see that?
I didn't see that. I heard about it. I seen the little.
The man that looked like him. The neighbor was, I guess he was talking shit to his girl. They went to the door and they the neighbor opened the door and they busted the door and a man that looked like Blueface, they put the beats to him. The guy was screaming, a white guy. He seemed like maybe a middle-aged white guy. He's screaming and shit. They beating him up. There's two niggas jumping him. So I guess that's another thing, like how far are you willing to take it for a girl? Like, I think these niggas got to start thinking a little bit more.
We covering my
old. I mean, unless you don't care, you ready to catch.
They don't be caring, bro. People from Cali don't be caring, bro. That's how it is. And they gang related, too.
Yeah, I think that just gotta be a little bit
more.
Yeah. So, Top Dog from TDE.
Mm-hmm.
He just put up a thing yesterday, a post, real cryptic. He just said May 7th, the return.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, none of his artists ain't been putting out shit for a couple years.
Except for SZA, that's been putting. You mean
she like just started putting out music?
Yeah,
she'll throw a little single here. Yeah.
She's been doing like 2 singles.
Do we think he's talking about who we think he's talking about?
No. Man, I think he's talking about the camp. As I
said, like a compilation. Yeah.
It's a TDE album.
If it's not an album, it's a song.
Yeah,
I just think that's when they.
Do we think it's Kendrick Lamar?
Solo Kendrick Lamar.
No. I don't think it's Kendrick Lamar. If it is Kendrick Lamar, his team, some of the team people, like, you know, they might be on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a project.
Maybe it's a TV compilation or something.
Maybe a compilation or a song. I don't. I mean, for you to put May 7th in the loading, somebody's coming out. Something's coming out. Maybe a 5-track EP, set probably 11-track EP or something like that from them. Maybe Schoolboy Q might drop. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a collective shit.
Yeah, I don't think because Kendrick is the type of person that's not going, you know, push his joint. He's just gonna drop. Sometimes he has just dropped.
So what kind of album are we expecting from Kendrick Lamar? Are we expecting like political?
I think it's gonna be what's in this time that we in now, man. I honestly think it is. Yeah, bro.
Is that what you want?
What I want, I mean, from what I want from Kendrick, yeah, what else can he give me? He gave me everything.
I think if he was going to do it, he would have did it. That's why he's being quiet, because he don't want to do it.
I was locked up when Damn came out, so I didn't get the same feeling y'all got. It probably wasn't pushed, it was just dropped, right? Yeah, yeah. So, and that's what he's known to do.
That one was randomly came out.
Yeah. Damn did. So that's what I'm saying. I think he will be talking about the times that we in now.
I think he already did that. I think if he was going to do it, he would have did it.
But what different... I mean, what do you want from... Like, what else do you want?
I want Damn. Me, personally. Like, keep it radio. Keep it, you know, just your creativity.
I don't think Good Kid, M.A.A.D City was a radio... Was radio, too?
Yeah, but I don't think we need another To Pimp a Butterfly. That's what I'm saying. Gotcha. Like, I don't think we need another... We going to be all right. I think we just need Kendrick. I think we just need to hear some Kendrick. I think Kendrick is taking a little too far, nigga. It's been like 4 years.
You know, 7 years? Oh, no.
It's almost been like 4 years.
4 years.
Down came out 2017.
17. Yeah, my bad.
So just like, bro, come on, man. I think you...
Yeah, y'all right. No, y'all right. Keep giving us...
I think people is... I would say... I think everybody is dropping this year, but everybody's waiting on everybody to drop. Waiting on the first person to pull the trigger. Like Drake, Kendrick, Cole. I think the last 6 months of the year is going to be a little...
I know, like, to me, with Kendrick Lamar, bro, he hits every surface, every part. But I understand what you mean. We need more Damn, that radio.
I mean, that's just my selfish own reasoning, too. Like, I don't think we need necessarily...
A whole Timber Butterfly.
Maybe we can get a couple songs on there, but let's, you know, give it some loyalty.
Yeah, we need more of that.
I like that, because you don't really see that. Like, give me some hard shit, nigga. Give me just some shit to...
I hope we get that from J. Cole, too. I mean, he's supposed to be... I seen an interview where Bass was talking about him dropping in 2 weeks.
J. Cole going to get on an album and whisper and rap like he laying in bed. That was what I'm saying. Hey, J. Cole be sounding like he rapping laying in bed. Like, he's like, yeah, I was over at the crib and she said she loved me. I'm on my bike over there and said she hugged me. J. Cole, shut the fuck up. I like J. Cole, but sometimes I feel like he be overdoing it. Like
J. Cole, shut the fuck up.
J. Cole, shut the fuck up, man. But, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just feel like...
But, and you know, in a way, I think some rappers do need to sit down, too. I don't know how long the sit down needs to be. But for Kendrick Lamar... No, I'm just saying, that team right there, I don't... 4 years is a long time, so I don't think they need to sit down at all.
I think we need some records, bro. At least a single. Give us some. He ain't even doing features no more. Like, damn, nigga, can we get something? You know what I mean?
Like, some rappers will probably need, like, a minute, like, come out... 2 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Preserve your sound, I guess, as they would say.
Yeah. So, I think, We don't really have too many topics today, man, so let's go ahead and get to that. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's the scenario? Hey. All right. You ready? This one I got it off of Twitter. I kind of changed it up a little bit, but I forgot the young lady's name where she explained the story. I don't want anybody to think he's just stealing swag. So we get it off of Twitter, and here goes the question. I added names and a little spin to the end. Tanya and Teresa are going into one of the hottest hookah spots in Atlanta. Couldn't stick it. Sees the women and asked them to accompany him and two of his friends for drinks and hookah. He said, I'm covering the tabs, ladies. So Sticky notices that Teresa is ordering pretty common orders from the menu, but Tanya's doing the most. She orders lobster and extra shrimp on her pasta, 1942 margaritas, three of them at that, and now she's about to order her third shot of Azul. Sticky feels like she's showing her ass. But what is the best way for Sticky to get control of this situation? If you're Cousin Sticky, what would you do?
If I'm Cousin Sticky, hey, I'm going to the bathroom real quick. I'm going to find the waiter. Excuse me. Look, I got that girl check there. And we, you know, my check, my nigga's check, we paying for those. That girl right there, she by herself because she showing her ass.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm dead ass. What? I'm, and I'll be like, here go the card, swipe it. All right.
Like, well, you're supposed to let that be known when you first walk into the joint. Yeah, I got the tab, but y'all got to, you know.
Well, I mean, okay, so let me ask you this, though. You said you covering the tab. That's what you said. You didn't say, I'm covering this much, I'm covering half. You told her, I'm covering the tab.
Yeah.
Now, does he feel... You could feel like she's doing the most, but what if she was going to spend that on her own self?
That's what I said. As a woman, you shouldn't order nothing out, even if a guy said he's going to cover the tab that you can't pay for yourself.
But at the same time, you did say that. Well, so I'm saying you said it. I can understand that. Yeah, I've already said
but
it.
But if I change my mind, I have the right to change my mind. And if I change my mind, you should be able to pay for your own.
But five drinks in, you going to change your mind?
I think this. This is what I think.
Shit.
This
is you don't know this nigga. You just saw him at the spot.
Oh, the girl, right, yeah. So this is how I feel about it. I'm going to tell her, hey, you done. You cut off. You done. But I'm going to still cover that tab. I'm going to just take the L. Just because I feel like my word is bond. If I tell you, I'm covering the tab.
Some people move like my word is bond, too.
I don't know what Shawty's finances is like. She may be able to spend that. So for me to be like, oh, I'm covering the tab, and then when the tab, I'm not sitting here to babysit your tab. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey.
But she may flip it on you, too. Be like, I got it. You know?
All right, I ain't going to lie to you. It may.
I'm going to cover the tab. I'm just going to take the L.
What she look like?
You learned a lesson, bro.
Tell the truth. What she
look
like?
You learned your lesson. Nigga, don't be offering rent. Pay that tab.
She look all right, though. I might just
obviously, she had to look all right for you to invite her over.
No, he was inviting the friends. She
Cousin
came
Sticky.
Alone.
No, I said Cousin Sticky invited the ladies over.
Right, but he...
He invited both of them. He didn't say who. He said one girl was ordering regular shit, and one girl was out of control. To his eyes.
That was probably the ugly friend.
So, what if Shawty... But if that's how she ordered her food anyway, it could have been an occasion. She might like them 1942 margaritas with them three Azul shots. That's might be where she like her shrimp. She needs shrimp and lobster in her motherfucking pasta. You know what I mean? Like, my thing is, you can't, don't invite her. My thing is, don't invite me over to goddamn drink with you just for you to control what the fuck I'm drinking or like when I need to stop. You know what I mean? At the worst case scenario, I feel like I would tell her, hey, you
have anything else is on you.
Yeah, hey, everything after this is on you. I'm going to cut that tab. Sure, I'm about to cut the tab. Like,
where that waiter at?
You had a good time. You got what you needed. You know, appreciate you. And I'm going to just leave it at that. But,
man, Sticky out the back door.
Yeah. So you getting the fuck on.
Hell yeah.
Mike, what you say you doing?
Getting the fuck on.
But if she fine, I might pay.
I'm going to just take the L, bro. I'm going to just take the L. I learned my lesson, man. DeAndre and Kevin. They're at the crib chilling, you know what I mean? Tisha calls Kevin and asks, can she come over? So when she gets there, you know, they kicking it, eating wings, playing PS5 and shit, talking. So a little later on, her and Kevin, you know, they start having sexual relations. You know, when Kevin's done, he tells Tisha, hey, I gotta go step outside and make an important phone call for like 15, 20 minutes outside on the balcony. So, you know, I'm gonna just, you know, you can just kick it in here. I'll be back in a second. So as soon as he leaves and gets on the phone, DeAndre comes in the room. He asks her, hey, can I get around? Tisha says yes. So DeAndre has intercourse as well. Kevin walks in the room after 20 minutes and DeAndre is walking out. And Tisha is slightly crying and she says that she only let DeAndre hit because basically she thought that Kevin sent him in there, right? She says she really didn't want to do it. So my thing is, out of these three, who's more responsible for the outcome of this, of these actions?
Herself.
Herself. Mm-hmm. That's simple.
She could have simply told that nigga no.
Said no.
And if she thought that that's what her, what the dude that she came over there but with was, for, if they, if she thought that's what he was doing, you should have got your shit and left. I'm like, nah.
But the man ain't never said nothing. Like his friend never said nothing. He just left the room. How you know he called him upstairs to go do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna just say it's definitely her. I think she needs some fucking guidance for one, because my thing is, I don't know, like maybe you shouldn't, and I hate to say that because it comes off like what I'm saying is toxic, but I feel like she truly probably put herself in that position because he didn't ask her, hey, my man's want to come in here and do that, like you good. Like he never put that thought in her ear. That's why maybe you, if you're going to be having sex, maybe you should just have sex when it's just you and him.
Make sure ain't nobody else at the
crib. Yeah, make sure nobody else ain't there. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't probably be doing all that.
But why does she feel obligated to have sex with that nigga?
Yeah. Me personally, just because of who I am, if I was Kevin, I would feel a little bit responsible, but not all responsible, just because it is my job to protect the woman. But at the same time, like, I do mostly think that it's her fault. But I would feel bad in this situation because I'm like, damn, I can kind of see her point. Obviously, she got some kind of therapy or some shit she need to go through if that's what she think. Like, or some kind of anxiety or something. But I would kind of be like, damn, I'm mad that she really think that that's how I would, that's my character. You know what I'm saying? Like, what have I done to make her feel that way? You know what I mean? So I would feel a little bit bad. I wouldn't necessarily feel responsible. I feel bad. But I wouldn't feel responsible for it. As far as DeAndre came in and asked, she gave consent, and he did what he did. And if anything, I'll probably talk to DeAndre and be like, hey, man, when I bring something over, you should just ask me first for next time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey.
That nigga might have been joking, and then when she said, yeah, he's like, shit, all right.
Yeah, my thing is, if she in the bedroom, put it like this. If you was at my apartment and I had a chick in the room back in the day, or I'm at your apartment, I had a chick in the room, and you came by and you was like, hey, I'm gonna get something, blah, blah, blah. That was kind of out of pocket. I would never even ask your girl no shit like that.
Neither would I ask one of yours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even ask your girl some shit like that. I wouldn't be like, hey, you got a goddamn piece of that thing. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do that. That's
nobody. I won't.
Yeah, that's a lot. We won't do that. If anything, I get on him too. I'll be like, you could have put us in a bad position, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't talked about it, bro. Don't just go back there hopping down on my work. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm going to just freestyle the last one. So, this is based on a true story.
Based on a true story.
All right. So let's say there's a young lady. She's at a club. She's at a lounge. She meets this guy. He's from out of town. When she meets him, he paying the tab. You know what I'm saying? He having money. You're a little younger than her. He's paying the tab. Basically, they exchange numbers. In the midst of exchanging numbers, she asks him, you know, do you got a girlfriend back home? Where you from? He like, Nah, I got an associate though. Like, I talked to somebody.
But a little situation shit.
Yeah, it's not even, it's not that big of a deal though. It's not that big of a deal. So, they basically exchanged numbers. So, they've been texting every day and vibing for the last 3 weeks and shit. And basically, she realizes that, like, damn, I don't really know nothing about this dude. Like, I don't got him on social media. He be texting me, talking about send me pictures of yourself. She want to FaceTime him.
He busy.
He's blatantly
curving.
Curving her, not FaceTiming her. Just act moving weird, right? So basically, she does some investigation work. He's posting up a girl on Facebook. She found his Facebook and everything. And basically, the girl that he's claiming a girl on Facebook. He's talking about his 4L, I love you. But the girl lives in another town too. She don't live in the same town as him. The girl lives in another town, a whole other state. You know what I'm saying? So he's long distance with her. So I guess my first question is, what would you tell the girl her next move is? The one that met him at the lounge. What do you think that her next move should be?
After her finding this out?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, you could just run up the tab.
Because he's a scammer.
Yeah, he's a scammer. I mean, run up the tab, what you know.
He's been saying he's going to take trips back to the city, come fuck with her.
Yeah, I mean, with that information, I'm pretty sure he's doing that to that girl that he's posting as well. I mean, with other joints. So, use it to your advantage. But then you can, I mean, there's so many ways people could think of what to do. You know, you could turn up on them as soon as you find out the information. There's only so many.
Y'all ain't together. There's no need to turn up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even disclose the information that I found out. Now, yeah. I might just... At this point, I'm listening to everything you say, like, just to see if I can laugh at you, because I know you lying about some shit. But outside of that, I'm a goddamn. When you here, I'm gonna make sure we run up a tab.
Run up the digits, we run up the money. Yeah,
that's on you.
Bring me the $45 margaritas.
See, now if
you get those little shots,
then you'll have a girl. But then you'll have a girl they're gonna wanna say something.
They gonna fuck up their blessing.
Blessing, they don't know what's going on. And I seen shit like that before, and they just get straight to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I agree with y'all. I think that it's not really nothing you can do in this situation. Like, you gonna question them?
It's not your nigga.
That's not your man. He gave you a half a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said he's involved. 50. He says he's involved, but it turns out to be, you know. So there's no need to be mad.
Man's family.
Yeah, it's just at this point, it's just time. I think at this time, it's just time for you to have fun with the situation now.
It's about to be the summertime anyway. Y'all shouldn't be trying to get locked down with nobody. Cover season over. You missed the cut.
He's a scammer. Literally, tell that nigga, hey, take me to the compound.
That nigga got money.
Get a section at the compound. You ordered a 1942.
You
ordered all the goddamn
two bottles.
Hennessy White. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. XO. We ordering all. We buying a bar. And when it's time for at the end of the night, he think he about to get some ass. You say, hey, go holler at your girl, your other girl that you love, 4L.
You can say that.
Go holler at your girl. Deuces. 4L. Go fuck with her. Go fuck with 4L. You know what I mean?
I feel like you about to throw up. Do something.
Think like you about to throw up.
When you walk out the
niggas
club.
Nasty. Niggas are still trying to hit after she threw up. Yeah. Niggas are still trying to hit. That nigga done spent some bands on her. That nigga trying to hit.
Oh, it's that time of the month. I can't.
You know what? I just came back from the bathroom. That shit just...
My period just started.
Is it?
How about this? Next time when you come... Next time you run out of digits, you run out of money. Yeah. Hey, I like that. I like that thought, man. You got any facts and caps, man?
Man, surprisingly, I do, man.
Hey, it's the mini episode today. We ain't gonna hold y'all too long. We just out here vibing.
Hey, quick. All right, it's a quick one. If your child committed a murder, Would you turn him in? Facts or cap?
Nah, that's my kid. I don't think I would turn my own kid in, bro.
You have okay, so it depends. Depends on.
I don't even like.
I think it depends. No, like if I definitely know that it's beatable. Whether really,
whether it's not, the first step is go get him a lawyer and let.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, so look,
that's
I'm
the gonna, first thing.
I will get I'm you a lawyer. I'll try to get you a lawyer, but we gonna turn you in because I feel like it's the safest way for me to ensure that you're gonna be alive. If you on the run, if I'm harboring a fugitive, now I'm in position to go to jail.
Yeah.
Second of all, also, what if you if I'm your parent and you really was guilty of this murder, especially let's say that it's senseless, I think you need to go to jail. You need to get, we gonna try to get you some help. I don't know. Like there's nothing else. Like the only thing that can happen is that hopefully the police can catch you and bring you in, or you're going to get killed by police.
I'm personally not going to turn my son in. I'm going to give him a lawyer first. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And then from that situation.
So then you turn him in.
That's, I mean.
He got it. What's the first to get him a lawyer if he ain't going to turn himself in?
Well, yeah.
Honestly, I got people in other states that I know that I can ship them to without it even being traceable. It's like, it's not a lot of contact.
I just have a problem with me turning my son in. I can't do that.
Like, it just, I don't necessarily think it's me turning him in. I think it's me saying, look, this is what you need to do. We're going to walk in here together. I'm going to be supportive of you. Like, you need to really just face what's going on. Like, look, you a murder happened, and you may have to sit for a minute, but we're going to fight your case.
Like, it was a self-defense joint.
If it's self-defense, I'm just going to have it.
But if you... It's two different things. I don't know. Like, you kill. I ain't turning
regardless,
my son in,
though.
Bro. You said regardless?
If
it's self-defense, I know he
can. You can't say regardless because it is.
But I'm saying, like, rape is a self-defense. But you still got to prove it. You still got to prove that it's self-defense.
You
got to
prove it in court.
And what's the chances? I mean, it might be a great chance you could prove it. It might not. And now you done turned your kid in thinking he going to go in and out.
You know,
and
the system's not dirty, bro.
Amen. Exactly. That's dirty. But I just feel like you're not doing your child no justice by letting them just go and just be on the run. Because now you, even if I give them to a family member, now you're putting a burden on them. Now you hiding out on them. Now they got to necessarily take care of you. They got to do certain things. Now you putting the stress in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I wouldn't do that. I would try to convince them, hey, let's get a lawyer and let's fight this case. You might have to sit, but that's what come with this game. That's what come with the murder. I'm not even saying like on some street shit.
Let's go back.
That's what it is.
Let's go back to the self-defense. He was just defending himself, and he happened to knock the nigga out.
So if you're defending yourself,
would you rather him sit in jail for no reason?
But I don't want him to sit in jail.
If you're defending yourself and you're on the run, you're automatically making yourself look guilty and you're hurting your case. If you know that you committed self-defense, the best thing for you to do is turn yourself in.
They may let you go the first day you turn yourself in.
But they might not.
Okay, but at the same time,
if you don't,
there's always consequences of what you do. So my thing is, you just gotta man up, bro. And like I'm just saying, like not everything is just black and white. So we gonna try to get you the best lawyer, and we gonna get you out of here. Like you just gotta trust me as your parent. Trust me as you know the process. I feel like if you on the run, you're hurting your case. You might get out on bail if I turn you in. If I turn you in and it's a self-defense, like we live in Georgia too, you can get out a lot. You see, Lucci's out in fucking bail. Like you can
but
get
you
out.
Be rich, and you gotta have a good lawyer for that.
That's what I'm saying. So we gonna put some shit together. We gonna.
I mean, for self-defense, you're getting out. That's not. That's
yeah.
We all see.
Get out on murder.
There's proof.
You can get out on murder.
There's proof to get out.
There's gonna be.
But I just feel like why run? Why run if you feel like it's self-defense? Why run? So now you mean to tell me you've been on a run for 6 months? Guess what's gonna happen? Guess what they're gonna say in court?
I was one of them niggas that was in jail for something I ain't do. So I had to sit in jail for something.
No. I feel you, but at the same time, guess what's gonna happen? Guess what's gonna happen when you go to court and you go to trial? They're gonna be like, does a man that's not guilty run? That's all. Like that's the angle that they're putting on you. So
it's always gonna be. Yeah, that's always.
So I'm just saying, like, you need to think before you make these kind of decisions. Like, if you really feel in your heart of hearts that you did this in self defense, and you feel like that's what it is. Then let's turn you in. Like you got, you can. I'll put you away for a little bit, and then we can try to get this, get everything situated. That way we can walk you right into the court. Right into the court.
All right. Staying on that, what if you know it wasn't self defense? It was senseless.
If it's senseless, I'd rather you go to jail. To be honest with you, like if I'm just watching my child do a senseless,
I'm gonna help my son do everything.
I'm not necessarily helping.
Deuces.
We can get you out of the country. We can get you somewhere.
I'm not. I don't want my son to go do that. But
I ain't necessarily gonna turn him in. But I'm gonna be like, bro, you out here doing little senseless shit like that, senseless killings. Like I'm always love you, but I can't support that. So you on your own. You made a big man. You made a grown man decision.
Yeah.
You do a grown man. You can't take. I tell him like, look, you should be able to take do the time. You willing to take that life?
But you gonna turn him in, or you gonna leave it on him?
I'm not gonna turn him in, but I'm gonna be like, I might not necessarily turn him in, like, but I'll be like, look, you can't stay here, and if you stay in here and you doing like that, if the cops,
I respect that. I respect that.
I don't have no other way to tell.
You don't want them to mess with you.
If I'm in a position where I'm gonna be in trouble, I'm gonna tell them. So I suggest that you find something else to do. I would suggest that you turn yourself in. And I still try to maybe help you with this case, but I don't even know, bro. I really don't know. Like, I can't really respect senseless killings, bro.
Okay. Let's stay on that whole mind, a certain type of thing. All right, this shit too long to just read. Say we all out one night, right? Going to the club. Justin, you dropping everybody off. You get pulled over on the way home. The cop's like, hey, sir, what's this gun in your back seat? You know who gun it was. They might have dropped it, fell out their pocket. They pull you out the car, they run the gun, it has a body on it. Facts or cap? Do you tell the cop whose gun it is? Or do you hold it down and hope that your friend gonna tell on himself?
Well, you can't. Well, this, let me just be real. This question.
No, you're still going to jail, initially.
But you're going to have the opportunity. They're going to have the opportunity right there at before you go to jail.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling. I got kids. I got a wife. I got to get home to them. Ain't nobody tell you to bring
That's a hard question, dirty burner.
I'm snitching. I ain't no street nigga. I don't live by the street code. So I'm going to call you. Look, I'm going to help the police investigation so much. I'm going to be like, hey. So look, when we get to, I'm telling them.
You purposely need to go.
I'm gonna tell them.
I fell out of his pocket.
I'm gonna be like, yo, this is how this finna go, right? We finna call this nigga. I'm gonna have a regular conversation. Hey, bro, you left your burner on at the car. You know what I'm saying? This ain't this your burner? And nigga, I'm like, oh yeah, that is my burner. I'm like, yeah, the black and silver 9mm, right? Smith and Wesson joint. Yeah, that's mine. Okay. Well, yeah. I just wanted to hit you up and just let you know you left that shit, bro. We're going to bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you tomorrow, all right? All right, bro.
Yeah, police here, I'll know everything.
Police right there. Let me out, officer. Let me out. I am not a street nigga. I am not a street nigga. I don't have those principles. I'm not going to snitch and hold. I won't snitch about little shit. Like, if I knew that it was clean. I mean, if it was like a clean gun, but it was just like, say, like he left, or say it was like, say we in a city where you can't have a gun. You know, I might just take the gun charge, eat the gun charge, especially if I know it's going to end on like some probation or some shit. You know, first offender, you know, I get it expired, some shit like that, cool. But we talking about bodies, I'm not playing about that, bro. I'm not taking no body for nobody.
And it might not even be your homeboy body. It's just a body on the gun.
Well, then he better go do the same thing I fucking
do. First of all, anybody get in a car that has a gun that's from the streets or something. I mean, everybody I know got their gun from the store.
I know a lot of niggas that got
their gun from the streets. But I know niggas that got something from the streets, too.
These niggas got the little serial number scratched off, all that.
Yeah, man. In my situation,
what you gonna do, right?
No, I don't know. I can't give you I live by
child, bro.
I'm not no snitch. I'm bro. I can't.
So you gonna do life for the body?
No, I'm not doing life for. Man, no man. I ain't doing.
You gonna tell him just check the ballistics and check the fingerprints. My name, my.
Bro, I'm gonna tell him go ahead, and grab it, check the fingerprints. There you go.
That's not snitching. But it's also in your possession, though. Like, it's in your car. You're going to be in trouble.
I'm going to be like, I ain't know it was in my car, but you can do the fingerprints.
They might not prove that body. I don't know, but I ain't even taking a chance.
Bro, what did you do, brother? What did you with this type of question?
This type of question here? I'm probably going to sit in county that night because I ain't saying shit. My first phone call is going to be to somebody close.
That's hey, what I'm saying.
I tell, can't. tell.
I don't trust niggas that much.
Tell what's the name? Hey, bro.
That's one thing niggas ain't going to do.
Niggas not turning themselves
in. Niggas ain't going to turn themselves in on this type of situation.
You get, that sounds good. But
I know, but that's strike one. Hey, look. I'm giving you a chance.
Yeah, bro. I can't.
Get your money together. Get your lawyer
that's
together.
That's me right there. I'm going to go in jail, bro. I have to because I'm not a. But I'm telling you, when I make that call,
you got 30. You got 30.
That's when I have
30 whole days.
Two cents.
You got 30 days.
I 30 days. I ain't sitting no carry for no 30 days.
Man, 30 days is like 15, really 15 days, 2-for-1 in the work pot. So
yeah.
You got 15 days, my nigga.
Yo. Fuck that, hey, nigga! I got so you about to potentially lose your motherfucking job because you missing 30 days. Basically, well, probably 20 of those is at work.
And then so I think about it. I'm on probation too, so I'm already staying in jail.
Are you going through 30?
Yeah, we snitching,
you
bro.
Got kids. You got kids. You got kids, nigga.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, bro. I'm thinking about my kids. Man. My kids come first, bro. Fuck you. You should.
I hate to say those words, but boy, that's what's probably gonna have to happen. I'm already on probation. I think they come. I ain't sitting in jail for those 6 months.
Hell to the nah, bro. I'm snitching. Fuck that.
Then I may not get out until you claim it. Claim the gun.
That's what I said. Now I gotta sit here and wait for you to claim
it. For my situation, you know, I might have to.
Me, I told you what I'm doing. I'm putting in the phone call. I'm setting you up.
I ain't letting no nigga in my car that ain't gonna take their own rap.
That's first and foremost. That's what I'm saying.
You think that, but you may not know niggas are switching up so fast, bro.
Niggas that will
I'm talking
that.
About at 31.
At 30?
At 31.
You should know who's in your car. You should know if they got the strap legally or illegally. There's no question. Bro, you should know who's in your
car. You should not be in every nigga pocket,
all
right, though.
I got one more. We this whole episode today is about snitch or don't snitch.
I'm snitching.
You snitching on your kid, you snitching on your homeboy.
I'm snitching on everybody, man. Me. I only think of me.
That's I wonder if the code of the street applied to that question, which you just said.
Hey, we gonna let hey comment, let us know.
Well, that's why the code of the street is so like the line is so undefined because some people would say that's not street, just letting your partner hang out to dry in the first place to take your charge. Some niggas would say it don't matter, this is the life you chose, you hold it down. So
we get to the club though.
They didn't pick up the phone while I'm telling you. Yeah, what is that? I have every right to snitch then.
Amen. The street got level to it, I guess.
Alright, last one. I don't need that. Fuck it, let me make up names real quick. Shit. Tyrone.
You looking for a boy or girl?
Tyrone and Quisha have been together for a long time. Quisha's pregnant. Tyrone and Bobby is best friends. Bobby hear his girl on the phone with Quisha, and Quisha saying, this baby might not be Tyrone's, but I don't want to tell him because he's so excited about this baby. That's a cap. Do you tell Tyrone that this might not be his kid?
Bobby,
or do you
who's Bobby's best friend? Tyrone?
Bobby, yeah.
Nigga, you...
Okay, so
yeah.
Do you jump in that business because it may stir up a whole
other shit? I was always told, don't be in married people's business.
Listen.
So, I'm just saying that. I'm just saying I was always told, don't be... You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting on the phone with Quisha, and I'm be like, look.
I overheard
my girl didn't tell me, but I overheard you. So, being that y'all are in a relationship, and that's my boy.
That's your best friend.
And y'all are married. I'm going to give you the proper respect of, let's say I give you 48 hours to let him know the truth, or I'm going to tell him.
But what if her plan is to wait for the baby to get here?
That's a bad plan. You need to let my boy know now. Nah, we're going to be happy
all the way. We're not going to make my boy look like a fool. Yeah. All of the goddamn gender reveal. He got his family there. Y'all
come
setting
on,
it down.
Man, be, come on, baby.
I'm setting up the question. That's all I'm
doing. No. I'm not even letting you about to play him like that. You going to figure this out. I'm giving you 48, 72 hours.
I think that's good right there.
You got to tell Monday. You got to tell Monday.
Tell this man.
If he doesn't know, then I'm going to tell him so.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I think that's
at least right. I want him to believe that you have the proper respect of telling him up front that, hey, I fucked up and I'm not sure. But if I got to tell him, it's not going to be as cute.
Yeah. I agree with you. That's what I would do right there.
That's all I'm going to do. I don't know. How you handling
it? I can't even be extra on this one. That's probably about the same I'm going to do. Me, I'm not personally gonna first just run and go tell my nigga like, hey, bro, this is what's going on. Because they have a marriage. They have a bond.
Yes.
Like, they have
that's what I was thinking
a certain shit that they need to handle in their household. Right. Because this shit can fuck up everything.
Everything. That's why I was like, you know, what Justin's is the best way to go about it.
But
I'm going to tell my girl first, and I'm going to tell her, and then I'm going to tell her.
Yeah.
But I also would, on that call that I'm doing to her.
Yeah.
Only way that I'm going to give you more time is if you can find out the sex of this baby now without him knowing. Like, whose kid it is now, the DNA.
Yeah.
Like, if you can figure that out without him knowing and you can confirm it's his, I'll just take that one to the grave. But if you can't do that in the next 72 hours.
72 hours, it's a wrap.
I'm going to give you that chance first, and that's the only way I'm going to take that shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to sit that shit to the grave.
What if it come out, it is his kid?
You shouldn't
be. I mean, you got to think about what would you want that to happen to you. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know how long they've been trying for kids.
I would want my friend to do exactly right. what I'm talking about. I want my friend to do that. Yeah. I understand that you don't want to come straight to me. I'm going to give her the chance, like I said.
The most logical way is that, yeah.
And that's it, man. I don't know if you're going to have the nerves to be trying to pluck hairs or do DNA swabs on his spit or whatever it may be. Like, just go ahead and...
Nah, because see, the way I initially put the question is he knew that his homeboy was out here still fucking other bitches from time to time, too. So, it kind of made it a little bit more trickier, but yeah, you it don't matter. You still my loyalty to my niggas. And, hey, fuck it. You got one?
Let me see if I can make up one real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm on a roll.
I got one. Because I've noticed, like, I've been listening to a lot of rap music, and I've been knowing that it's a trend where people saying, I don't want love. I want loyalty. So facts or cap, loyalty trumps love. Does loyalty trump love?
I think it. Damn.
Y'all want my answer? Why y'all think?
What the? Yeah, I mean, you got an answer. Go ahead. I'm stuck on that.
I think.
What's love got to do with it?
I think loyalty. Yeah, loyalty. I think loyalty and love. I think loyalty and love go hand in hand. I don't think it trumps it, because you can have loyalty. Like I've seen, loyalty is basically like you. This is loyalty, right? This is the kind of loyalty. We've seen people who aren't in love with each other, but they stand with each other out of loyalty. Like the nigga is staying in the basement. They've been together for 32 years, but been unhappy.
That nigga taking the charge for you.
15 years of them, right?
Yeah.
But y'all just staying together for the kids. That's loyalty, correct?
So that's like the old school marriage.
Yeah. Where love is, we both know that we ain't good for each other, but we just love each other so much that we just won't let go.
Go hand in hand.
So I think that love and loyalty go hand in hand. I think just saying like just love is overrated and just loyalty.
That's a good way to look at it right there.
I think love and loyalty go hand in hand in a relationship. They gotta be hand in hand. You have to have both.
But if you have to pick, if you had 50% of this and 49% of that, which one would you
loyalty, man. Loyalty runs way more.
Yeah, loyalty seems less toxic, but it would. But either way, it's just like it's not fulfilling. Like your life, it's not. It's no enjoyment in just being loyal. You have to have loyalty and love
in each other. In, you know, each aspect.
You can be loyal to the house, but you still be out here running the streets, fucking around.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that loyal though? Like, what is the loyalty?
I'm gonna hold you down. Somebody
taking a charge for you, like every time you get into something. That's loyalty.
I mean, when I'm talking about as far as a relationship.
Oh, relationship goes.
Yeah. I'm taking care. Like I'm holding it down. And I'm being loyal. But that don't mean it. Loyal and faithful is two.
You're
different
being
definitions.
Loyal to the financial aspect, but you're not being loyal.
I'm being
to
loyal in the, when I'm at home. I'm loyal. Like I'm here. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. What I'm doing outside the house don't matter. That's just what loyal sounds
does
like.
Does that not matter to you? Does that matter to her?
No, that's where faithful comes in. This loyal and faithful is two different things.
We understand that, but you're saying it outside.
Not bro. Really, because if you're being unfaithful, you're not being loyal. If you're being unfaithful, you're not being loyal.
It goes hand to hand, but there's a thin line in between it.
No, I think
it separates the two.
I think you're trying to
push
it. Like, listen to what you're saying.
No, I get
you're saying it's something you're saying.
Crazy.
I'm loyal when I'm in the house, but when I'm outside the house, I'm not loyal.
But
then you're
not
faithful.
I mean, you can be not faithful, but I can.
If you're not faithful, you're not being loyal.
Loyal, yeah.
We need to look at the
now. You can say
loyal,
no. What you need, what you need to be saying is what you're trying to say is maybe if y'all have some kind of agreement, like in terms of y'all relationship.
No, that's not even where I'm going.
So if y'all have a traditional thinking of a relationship, like I don't want you messing with anybody. We're married. You shouldn't mess with anybody. Just me and you. And you're saying when I leave, if I'm taking care of home, but when that's loyalty. But when I leave out the house, not doing me. That's just not being faithful. No, that's not being loyal as well. That's the same thing. You're not being loyal. You're expected to be in a relationship and to be faithful in your relationship. If you're not being faithful, you're being unloyal.
In 2021, it makes sense. Where I'm thinking of it for like, let's go like 70s, 60s, right? Niggas had other families outside. Nobody
just
knew.
Just stayed didn't mean you weren't being.
He was being loyal.
No. She was being loyal to him. He wasn't being loyal to her. If he got a whole family, another Johnson family down the
and
street.
And she never knew.
That's not being loyal. That's just being misleading. That's being mischievous. That might be lying. That might not be loyal at all.
That might not be faithful.
Look at that. That's not loyal, man.
Don't look that up. That's just not loyal. You have a whole family down the street that nobody knows about. Nigga, that's not loyalty.
That's not loyal. It's not faithful, but it's still going to be loyal.
Bro, that's not loyalty, bro.
That's not loyalty.
That's not loyalty. You know that. You trying. You trying.
That's not loyalty.
That's not loyalty.
Hey, somebody's going to agree with me. I can't.
No, they're not.
I bet.
I guarantee.
Brandon. I don't give a fuck if it's the 1970s, the 1920s. Let's say your grandfather was a Rolling Stone and had a whole nother family on your grandma and they was married and she didn't know. Just because she stayed didn't mean that nigga was loyal. She just didn't leave. She loved him and she felt loyal to him. But he wasn't loyal to her.
He was. Apparently he was doing something right for her to stay.
Fucking her. And just the fact that you didn't leave relationships then. Yeah. A woman being on their own
so
in the 70s.
Loyal.
A black woman being on their own in the 70s where they were the pay.
That's
not
loyal.
The
loyal
pay was unequal.
So they won't have to pay for nothing else.
Yeah, the reason that women were even not leaving, the reason why divorces are up right now, the reason they wasn't leaving in the 70s is because, first of all, nigga, you couldn't even vote all the way like back then. Women didn't have rights. Women weren't getting paid. Like, you know how hard, and you got big families, you got six kids, you talking about one woman trying to take care of that much?
Yeah, she was gonna
come
stay
on,
with
bro.
Her, right?
Bro,
you
I was trying to find
stay,
a way to
bro.
Make this shit sound good.
You know that shit sounds good.
I was trying. You got one more? We good.
We gonna name this one loyalty. We talked about Kendrick. We talked about goddamn loyalty. We talked about snitching.
A lot of snitching.
Yeah, so we just gonna
hey.
Have, man. Loyalty.
Hey, Kali Rose, if you do a crime, call me. Don't tell your daddy.
Ross, we're gonna get you up with the best legal but you gotta go. You gotta go in there. We just this for your own good. We're gonna see you to Alabama for when you could have
Alabama.
We got Tokyo.
Episode 44, we out baby just like that. Blow.